Women with Purpose marks seventh year of leadership in the RGV. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. The seventh annual Women with Purpose celebration brought together community leaders, entrepreneurs, and organizations in the Rio Grande Valley to recognize women's contributions and promote collaboration during International Women's Month. Opening the event, Raquel Mahe welcomed attendees and described the gathering as a space where stories inspire, where voices are lifted up, and where we are reminded that every woman possesses a unique and powerful purpose. She thanked participants for their role in transforming families, businesses, and entire communities, adding that the event also serves to plant the seeds for new goals, new connections, and new opportunities. Roberta Garza, president and founder of Mujeres Arriba, traced the organization's origins to Monterrey 15 years ago and its expansion to the Rio Grande Valley in 2017. She emphasized a central message of collaboration. "No matter which organization you belong to, I believe we all need one another," Garza said. She described the initiative as a platform for women to connect, promote their businesses, and receive guidance. "Motivation without action yields no results," she added. Cynthia Navarro of the Consulate of Mexico in McAllen highlighted institutional efforts to support women through information and resources. She said the consulate works with organizations like Mujeres Arriba to help women make better decisions and improve their quality of life, particularly for those starting over in a new country. Navarro credited Garza's work as fundamental in empowering women through access to information. Representatives from partner organizations outlined services aimed at education, financial planning, mental health, and professional development. Felita Villarreal of VIDA said the nonprofit has spent 30 years helping students pursue high-demand careers, offering financial assistance and support services such as childcare and transportation. "We strive to help them navigate any obstacles, ensuring their success," she said. Financial planner Wendoli Quintero stressed the importance of personal financial planning for entrepreneurs. "We focus on the business's finances, but we don't even know how much money we'll need to retire," she said, noting that her work includes asset protection and long-term planning. Brenda Garza of CLAAPRGV described her organization's focus on mental health and self-improvement through reading and discussion. "We are here to serve the community, to gain a deeper understanding of themselves and to get in touch with their emotions," she said. Beatriz Montesinos, representing Project IMG and Doctoras Mexicanas en Estados Unidos, said her groups provide free guidance for women navigating academic and professional pathways in the United States, including alternatives for those not pursuing medical licensure. Karen Mahe of the Te Cuento Algo podcast described creating a space filled with trust, where community members can share their stories. Karina Anguiano of Women's Circle said her organization addresses the emotional challenges faced by immigrant women, offering professional support for mental and physical health. "We strive to offer support that empowers women to feel at the very peak of their potential," she said. Garza later detailed Mujeres Arriba's practical support for entrepreneurs, including guidance on business registration, licensing, and financial management. She announced ongoing initiatives, including a monthly entrepreneurship fair, the Entrepreneurs ABCs, which will include workshops and participation from partner organizations. Throughout the event, speakers reiterated themes of mutual support and collective progress. One attendee expressed appreciation for this whole spirit of women supporting one another, pushing each other to move forward. Organizers closed by thanking participating groups and attendees, emphasizing unity as a driving force. "Together, we are stronger, together, we can achieve great things," the closing remarks stated, encouraging continued connection beyond the event.